The heyday was absolutely the first three decades of the 20th century. Then the Depression hit, but the hotels had already started to close. After the Depression and after World War II, the only surviving hotels were really the trackside hotels in the big cities, the Union stations, and the hotel at the Grand Canyon, El Tovar, and the hotel in Santa Fe, La Fonda, which actually never closed. And they were not even directly on the track. They were designed as strictly tourist destinations that were on spur lines from the main line of the Santa Fe. So La Posada is the only Mary Coulter property I know of that was actually closed for decades and has reopened as the thing that it was intended to be, that it still is a hotel, a destination hotel, where people can go and really have that experience. And what's great is you can even, my dad and his wife actually took the train all the way from Washington, D.C., changed trains in Chicago, so spent two nights on trains and exited the platform at La Posada and walked in and spent a week at the hotel. They didn't have the Harvey car detours. They had my husband and I to take them to all the attractions around here, and they were up for it, and we really did it. But you can still have that experience if you come to La Posada, whether it's by car or by train. So it's really wonderful that it's reopened as what it was intended to be. There are other buildings, and everything at the Grand Canyon is still used essentially as what it was intended to be. Hopi House is still a gift shop. The Watchtower is much more of a gift shop than it used to be. It always had that element, but now it's somewhat over commercialized in that way, I would say. But people see it, you know, because it's not right there within walking distance of the other buildings. You have to get in the car and go to the Watchtower. You have to get in the car and go to Hermit's Rest, I believe. And but her other buildings have either been destroyed or the Alvarado and the El Navajo destroyed. But like I was saying too, La Fonda, her interior spaces, they're actually renovating and looking at her notes and looking at the original pictures, because it changed over the years, and they have a group of architectural firm that's actually working to get it back more toward what Mary Coulter's original vision for the interior spaces was.